Thank you so much, choir. This morning, first off, Happy New Month, everybody. I didn't hear you. Happy New Month. Okay, turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, Happy New Month. If your neighbor not say Happy New Month, report to me. I will send them go back to June. We don't move on already. Say Happy New Month. You know, this is a good month. Hallelujah. As we are here, Ibadan Church is celebrating what? 25 years. Amen. 25 years of God's surpassing goodness. God has been so good, so faithful. How many of us have been following the online program? How many of us, they've been dropping the link of the program. How many of us have been following? If you have not, you are missing. Go back to it and listen to them. It's awesome. You don't want to miss it. Thank God it's in the WhatsApp group, so you can click it and follow. And just bless, allow yourself to get blessed by what is being shared. A lot of people share testimonies about how they had an encounter with this ministry from when it was SGO, Surpassing Grace Outreach, to what it is right now. Hallelujah. 25 years, not be beans. God has been faithful. Amen. Amen. Can we just take time, even before we get deep into the word, let's just take time this morning and just speak a word. Just speak a word of prophecy over Surpassing Grace, over Total World Ministry. God has been good. God has been faithful. Just speak a word. Just speak a word. Lord, thank you. Thank you for Surpassing Grace Assembly. Thank you for what you're doing in Total World Ministry. Oh, thank you for the number of lives that have been touched. Thank you for even people that you are sending across, the new people that are coming, people that are coming. Thank you for the lives. Thank you for marriages. Thank you for so many things that you are doing in the lives of people. Yes, thank you for how you have been touching families, converting people, bringing people to the light of God through this ministry. Lord, thank you. We are indeed grateful. We are glad to be part of this work, this workforce. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for what you're doing in this commission. Glory to your name, mighty God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are part of this family also. Hallelujah. So as we are celebrating 25 years, we are part of this celebration. Amen. Out of these 25 years, I've only been here for about 16 years. 16. Mrs. D, they've been here for far longer than that. Abby? Yes. So, but whether you join us today, you are a part of this family. We have a large family. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have testimonies? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Mike, please. Grandma has a testimony. Amen.
Praise thy Lord. I'm serving thy Lord of miracle. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving the Lord of miracle. I know, yes, I know. Oh, but oh, she me la no. Emi apolo. on the 19th, my son sent me a message. He said he's in trouble. That where he's working, the thing that he did not do, they put it on his head. He said, Mommy, please, pray. I don't want to lose that job. Then I call Stedman, and I just text this message to Stedman and Pastor Miuma. Then we pray. Me with my husband, we just pray. Then last week, he called me, said everything is okay, as if anything did not happen. So I give glory to glory. I thank God for everything. And I was going to clinic in Ebagada. I finished. So where I'm at entry motor. There's no motor. I said, Joe, let me just throw. So one man just, he said, are you going to New Garage? I said, yes, I'm going to New Garage. He said, I should, ask how much? He said, 200. So as we are going, I see carrying man wear coats with big Bible. Just enter on the back. So when we reached New Garage, he was said, he said, madam, zip your dad bed. I was zipping. I can't do it. I said, I can't do it. Then the other man said, I said, you are coming down for me. I said, yeah, you just give the man dollar. The driver said, eh, dollar? I said, will you drop me? He said, madam, are you not? He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Ogudu. He said, I'm going there. I said, will you drop me right now? Drop me! I say it with good for the confidence. Then he dropped me. Then when I look back, the other man that wear coat entered the vehicle. He went in. I just thank God for his provision, for his protection, for his kindness, for his love, for his faithfulness, for his confidence in his word. God that be so good for me in any way. He make a way for me when there's no way. And I thank God for all my family. I did not hear bad news against them. Not yet bad against us. We say thank you for the whole church, for his love and caring for us. Praise thy Lord. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me,
testimony. It's our communion service. So we allow a few testimonies. Do we still have any other testimony? Hallelujah. Amen. You want to share? Eh? Okay, come. But do you like someone right now? What is it? Okay, is there any other person aside Sister Blessing? So we know that's done. Okay, good.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For his faithfulness, for his guidance, and for protection. If not for him, I don't know where I would be today. A lot of things happened last month, but God has showed me mercy. I can remember the last communion service we had here in June. So after, I think it was in that communion, Setman said, ask God for what you want. So I remember that I asked for three things that day, of which mercy is number one. I said, God, show me mercy in every area of my life. So I went home that day. On Monday, before I left for work, I prepared for something I would do when I return back for work. So when I came back, I prepared those things. But I went to bed so late, 11:15. So I just said, Mona, let's go to bed. It's late and I'm also tired. So I just lie down. Around 3:30, 3:31, I noticed something. So I was waking Manachi up. I said, why will you do such a thing? So before I go finish what I'm saying, I notice that my two hands and legs, they are getting cold. I say, the weather is not cold, so why am I feeling this cold? As if that's just, you know, I started feeling my heartbeat is dropping. I say, what is going on? I started waking Munachi up. I say, Munachi, stand up. Start praying. I don't know what is happening to me. Munachi was like, Mommy, I want to sleep. I say, Munachi, wake up. Wake up. I don't know what is going on. So Munachi now, you know, he actually answered me, but he was just staggering, trying to kneel down. I say, Munachi, if you kneel down, you are going to sleep. Stand up. So I remember I don't have airtime on my phone, but I shall try call Pastor MY. So when I called him, he sent MTN flash. I quickly on my WhatsApp. Immediately I on my WhatsApp, and I saw that he said, what happened, blessing? I saw your call. So and I said to him, sir, please, I don't know what is going on with me. Pray for me. So after everything, I tried to call him back. The line wasn't connecting. But immediately that thing started happening. I started declaring God's word. I said, God, I'm not dying anytime soon. I will live. Your word say that with long life will you satisfy me. So no power of the enemy will pull me down. So I started praying. So the next thing I was like, a voice was telling me, just fall down on the floor. Just lie down there. I say, for what? When I'm not, what is going on? So and I say, go out. Go and call the neighbors. I say, why am I going out to call the neighbors when I have God that will save me? So as I was doing that, in the next thing, I went back to the WhatsApp. Pastor Emma has already sent message to me that she read John 10:10, that the enemy came to steal, to destroy, but God has come to give us life and life more abundantly. So and I started declaring it. I pray with it. So at a point, and I found out that my body is getting, you know, normal. Munachi was busy telling me, Mommy, what is going on? I'm confused. I said, don't worry. The battle has been won. So Pastor Emma and I called, and I said that I should stop praying. I should start giving God thanks that the battle has been won spiritually, that all is well. So I started praising God, thanking Him. It's a God that I asked for mercy. You've shown me mercy. So I'm here to thank God for all He has done. And Munachi, my son, I changed his school because the former school, I wasn't satisfied with what they are doing now. But now Munachi is more serious and more committed to the world. Praise God.
Amen. Sometimes when testimonies are shared like this, you may not understand. I remember it was 2009. That thing Mommy just shared happened to my wife. So they picked her from somewhere on the island and took her to somewhere in Ogba. It was later she knew that that's Ogba. They carried her. She didn't even know this side of town. She only knew the island because she was living on the island. So they carried her from there, not only herself, but like two or three ladies, to Ogba from morning till evening. It was when those people, you know, there are people changing dollars. So it was when they carried them to GT Bank, because my wife said they should take her to the bank and she wanted to use ATM. It was when they got to that bank, as she crossed, as soon as she saw security man, they saw her talking to the security man, telling the security man, those people were there, so they are kidnappers. That's when they fled, they drove off. So God does wonders. When people are sharing it, you're just, let's say praise God, they say hallelujah. You don't know. People don't lose. A lot has happened by just the grace of God. Even myself, let me share mine. I traveled home on Wednesday or Thursday and went to Delta briefly for something else entirely. Something else entirely. But I got into town and I wondered how my mother was able to stomach that without telling me. Apparently, I found out that my younger brother, they are twins, white and bright. One of them was adopted and was tortured. If you see the video, They were flogging him with machetes. Seriously. It was when I saw him, I saw the cuts on his head. They were flogging him with machetes. Intensely. You know? And later was telling me that, bros, they even edited that video. What they sent is small compared to the torture and the period of time he was tortured. And they were demanding $15 million from my mom. So you can imagine the kind of the state they had put the woman in. But I thank God. I thank God. Where they were trying to play funny, God always comes through for his people. Amen. Amen. Even the people that were trying to collaborate with Yahoo Boys to do those things, that are in the force, they are dancing to the music right now. Yes, because now there's a standing order that if they don't produce the whole of those 30 boys, I kidnap that boy because he's kidnapping and attempted murder. If they don't provide those boys, those two officers are done for. So I really thank God because the Bible says that he makes his light shine in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend the light. Hallelujah. We are the light of God. Wherever things have been planned concerning us, God will give us victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Choir, please, I need that song. I need every heart. Help me, please. And see us through every dark cloud, every stormy weather. You will always see us through. Glory to your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright, quickly let's delve into God's word. As I sat there, God changed the course of what I was going to speak about. So this morning I'll be talking about you too can enjoy God's fullness. Enjoying God's fullness. Or you too can enjoy God's fullness. Hallelujah. In case it's too long for the media, you can use enjoying God's fullness. Hallelujah. All right, let's see the book of Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 10 to 12. It says, "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10. When I was in Canada, this song my aunt used to sing. Every day with Jesus. Something, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Jesus guides and keep me, and he's the one I'm living for. She used to sing it sometimes when we were young. We used to, what kind of song is this? But as I grew, I came to understand the song better. And then she would sing it and sing it in the early hours of the morning. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Jesus guides and keep me, and he's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21. Okay, so the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he has no sorrow with it. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Now let's go down to verse 27. It says, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. So when it says the fear of the Lord prolongs days, it means for the righteous. But to the wicked, his days are what? Shortened. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. 29. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. Hallelujah. Enjoying God's fullness is what I'm talking about this morning. Or you too can enjoy God's fullness. Hallelujah. There's so much sweetness. There's so much to enjoy in God. And that's why the relationship we keep with God is very, very important. Very, very important. We don't need to joke with it. Don't treat it with levity. And if you're here, you're born again, you have a sweet relationship, a soaring relationship with the Lord, congratulations to you. And if you are not, it's an opportunity to start. Why? Because having relationship with God gives you an edge, gives you that. You see, our people in our local parlance, for our local side, in our local parlance, they say, the stick when I see, not the blind eye. Abi? That is it. That's what I'm talking about. Abi? Uh-huh. You don't see them. You don't feel blind your eye. You know, waka they go, stick there for front. You will go, waka, go enter a con, and your eye open. They should flog you. What it actually means is that the dangers you have seen, you have perceived, cannot come to you. So having a relationship with God gives you expo. That's what we call it in secondary school. Shukuli. Uh-huh. Gives you an expose in advance to know, to have an inkling, to have an idea what's coming. In those days when we were young and in school, in secondary school, once we hear that exam, once they announce that exam is coming, and even for university, when they say exam is coming, some people already are apprehensive. Some people, and no, you know, that was when we learned what they call exam fever. I have this classmate. He must seek, sha. Once they just announce exam, fever don't start. You know, they sick before. He likes play. He wants to play all of the time. Then they carry football on school. He likes play. He likes play. But once he hears, bagam, get ready for a test or exam. Hey, in bottom feet, in palm, everywhere from head to toe, he's sweating. You know they play now, but he's sweating. That's exam. He's bringing fever. So the things you have seen, but those who came prepared, they have read through the night. They have read, they've revised their books and all that. When you say test, they are laughing. Bring it on. They are ready. Life will test you. Life will throw things at you. But if you are ready, if you're prepared, if you already have a relationship with God, you are not perturbed. You are not scared. You are not saying, Mogbe. No. Why? Because you knew. You're ready. You're ready. I was called from school. I was called within the week. Last week. That one of my daughters was not feeling well in school. I said, no problem. I was not perturbed. I was at work. When she got home, I told the mom, give her the phone. I told her, I said, you know that this sickness does not have right over you, right? Let's pray. She was ready. I was ready. And I just declared. I said, this sickness now from the crown of your head to the soles of it, get out in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's it. Next I heard, she was fine. Amen. You have authority. That's why you should arm yourself with God's word. Have it. Someone say, eat this word. Equip yourself with it. Build yourself with it. He said, because the day circumstances of life will press you. Give example with the toothpaste. You know, the toothpaste is always in a tube. When you press it, what will come out? The paste will come out. When they press you, when circumstances of life presses you, what will come out will be as a result of what you have stored up on your inside. So when circumstances come, you say, John 10:10, come on, devil, get out, because I know who I am. Hallelujah. Another circumstance comes, you say, John 14:6. You begin to give it God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone come, oh yeah, you quote Hebrews 1:11. Oh yeah, you just arm yourself with God's word. Mark 11:22, 24. Use God's word. Fight back with God's word. That's why you must know the word of God. We used to do competition those days in school. Secondary school. As we write tracts. I don't know how many people did it here. We used to write. We did write to Jimmy Swagger right from 19 Brogodo. We will write. They will send us tracts. We are happy. They will send us Bible. We are happy. They will bring our carton box of this. We'll go and collect it from post office. We're writing to US and they were sending us tracts, Bible, all manner of stuff. Some Catholic classmates, they get chaplets that they write for. We study it. We had student Christian movement and SU. We study and then do all stuff. Amen. Equip yourself. Arm yourself with God's word. Because you need it in the day of adversity. The Bible says that if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is what? Small. That's why you need to take enough food, enough of God's word. Why? Because the journey is far. The journey is far. The way you load yourself will determine how far you will go. Amen. How many people drive here? How many people drive? You know how to drive. I know they ask who get motor. You know how to drive. You understand car, how car works. Amen. If you are going, if all you want to drive is from here to Bagada, how many liters of oil do you need in your car? About how many? 5 liters can take you, right? If you want to go from here to Cocomico, like how many liters would you need? 20, 25. If you want to go to Oshogbo, you need to fill the tank more than that, right? If you want to go to Kano, you need full tank. Abi, that's what we're talking about. If you use the fuel that will take you from here to Bagada to travel to Kano, hey, OYO is your case. You're on your own. Why? Because it will fail you. If you faint in the days of adversity, your fuel is small. The word of God in you is small. So if you fail in your journey, the fuel capacity in your car is too small. If you faint in the day of adversity, the word of God that you have eaten, that you have equipped yourself with, is nothing. So those things, like I said, when we write and we get tracts, you know what we used to do? We have books too. We have books, notebooks. We jot some scriptures. So we have, sometimes we arm ourselves with scriptures Somebody can quote. That's why we used to do sword drill. They'll say, so they say, find it. Or yeah, you begin to look for it. We use all those things to sharpen ourselves and, you know, ginger ourselves to know scriptures. Not this Gen Z generation. The only thing is they want is just music they want to hear. Music and videos. Word of God. We were drilling ourselves with God's word. We have books where we write scriptures. Who will have the largest number of scriptures in their book that they can memorize, that they can remember? So we come out and everybody starts quoting. You can't repeat what somebody else has quoted. So somebody says Genesis 1:1, I'm quoting. Another person says Psalm 23, I'm quoting. Another person quote. You keep quoting. Anybody that fails, you go and sit down until the last man standing. Arm yourself with scriptures. Very, very important. Hallelujah. It's very, very important. Because you need it. It's the fuel that will take you to your destination. It's the fuel that takes you along the journey with God. This is a journey. It's a fellowship. It's a sweet one with God. And you need it. Because that's how you can venture. That's how you can tap into the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 16. Quickly, Psalm 16, verse 11. The book of Psalm, chapter 16, verse 11. So you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Philippians chapter 4 also says, I'm talking about how you can enjoy the fullness of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, look at what it says. We're going to read this together. Philippians chapter 4, one to go. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The filling station is not dry. There's fuel. Why don't you have in your car? God's word is not scarce. It is available. You have a Bible even on your phone. You don't read it. Say, I'm late for work. Hey, you can hurry and you're going. Here's the word that we carry. Because when something happens on your way, it's that word that you bring. I'll tell you what happened. I was going to travel. And this is how the Spirit of God works. Before I got to the park, I'd already seen what something. It just played out quickly in a jiffy. That's how it happens to me. It comes like a trance, like an open vision. Pam. I stayed and I studied God's word and I prayed and I left and I went into the park. I saw that exact thing. But you know what? When it happened, I just averted it. One woman with pepper body was just displaying and throwing tantrums up and down and fighting everybody. I just give way. I saw it. Exactly what I saw. I just give way. Finally, after all the trouble she did, she still didn't follow. She didn't enter the car. She just came to cause trouble. If you eat this word, you will know what to do. It's like a sport to you. It's like showing you ahead of time. People will even begin to wonder, who tell you? You never see that kind of thing. Who tell you? How did you know? It happened in my workplace. Someone had set trap. You know what they call leg over? Had set trap for me. Like say, just do say, you will see. He was going to show his might and all that. It's not like I don't have somebody I can call or cry to. But in fact, I'd already complained. But then, when I heard Setman's last message, God told me, he said, it's you I'm talking to. Yes, you have somebody you can report to that can handle this matter, can deal with this, but just let go. That's just what happened. After the service, I just prayed about it and said, Lord, I let go. Let me be wrong, but let him be right. Let him show all his super might and get away. But what he had planned, he came and was shocked to see me. Only God knows what was his mind. He was shocked. He said, you are here? I said, yes, I'm here. Good morning. I ain't worry. If they waka, they look it back. If they waka, they look it back. I'm not going to fight you. Now my God will give you those bars. I'm not going to fight you. Hallelujah. And what that means is that learn to fight your fight on your knees. It's a way we handle our matter. We don't even suspend God's hand. He can't even fight in our case. Leave it to him. Exodus 14:14. So the Lord will what? Fight for you. And you will what? Hold your peace. I like that one. Make you fight the fight. Because if I fight the guy, even he big past me. He big like my brother, Mr. Oluwadare. Can't get body joint. He go oppress me. So, but I go to waste my time. You don't see where God bless you put me on Ayomiku for a ring. You go to stretch your hand here and we just suspend that for all. But imagine as big as the man they. Can he fight God? No. I like that fight. I don't go ring, but the carry championship can't give me. I like that one. Amen. You can fight on your knees. You can fight using God's word. You did where you did, JJ, but you are winning battles. You're winning battles. God is talking to somebody in this meeting. You're winning battles without physically confronting issues. Amen. That's a prophecy to somebody. This new week, you are winning battles without physically confronting anyone. Amen. God will step into your case and give you victory. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It's talking about God's divine power that is available for us. He said, as his divine power has given to us all things. How many things? I didn't hear you. All things that pertains to life and godliness through what? The knowledge of him. Who called us by glory and what? Virtue. All things. Our problem is if we don't eat God's word, if we don't study God's word, we don't know what is available to us. Freely, he has given us fully all things. But you just go there. You don't chop from buffet before, buffet stand. Eh? How many of us have, if you have eaten from buffet stand before? Buffet. If I call this Solana buffet, this Solana, what is it called? Buffet. Okay. No, this year they have the re-pronunciation. We call the re-pronunciation. Did they laugh also? When would they? And them, this Solana wiring, all of them, including their big brother. So, if you go to buffet, all food at the table, You have rice, you have amala. Not do like my friend, Ogenetega. We went for a meeting, and then when it was time to eat, the guy bring big plate. When I first saw his plate, I was wondering. Tega, and if you see the boy, let me look for, he's very slim. To lose the fat. Tega is very slim. Lanky. Those kind of people, now my mom gets word wherever from man. My mom called them, I will not get dot. You know, if you put dot, it could be like the eye get weight. But if you remove the dot, you will see the slimness of the eye go show where. That's what my mom used to call it, I will not get dot. So, Tika is very lanky, he neck, very long, like I go die. So, he carried, when I saw his plate, I was shocked. So, he was going around and going around. I said, Tika, you never see what you go shop? He said, bros, don't worry, they come. We just go pick, waiting, we just go sit down. We're already eating. Tega took his time. In this plate, I saw jollof rice, white rice, coconut rice. But I said, how many rice did they shop? He said, bros, they are different. I said, but one rice. He said, bros, leave them. He put beans. You know that normal beans that they cook. Come put ewa going. Come put moi moi. Beans, moi moi, and the other soft beans. That porridge beans. That one will be like jollof. What do they call it? Porridge beans. Only you. Come put boiled egg. Jesus. I told her, I said, Tega, I pity who they the same room with you. You cannot come near me for the rest of your day. Because we just finished first break for seminar. Everybody, they go eat. Some people just took tea, a cup of tea, and maybe meat pie. Tega, don't load plate like tipper where it won't go offload sand. Different kind of rice. Can't carry strong beans, soft beans, porridge beans, ewa going, and moi moi. Beans and moi moi, what is the difference? Plus boiled egg, fried egg, only you. Can't carry one big cow tail put on top. I said, ah, you know the shop for house. Say, bros, they're free. Leave them, they're free. So the next morning, we're having early morning session. Everybody don't come outside. Tega never come outside. Where Tega? We they call Tega. Tega never come outside. Where are they? The toilet is sleep. He had running stomach till daybreak. May God help us in Jesus' name. But in this that we're talking about, you are permitted. When you go to a buffet stand, don't just take only John 3:16. Just say, I like John 3:16. I just love John 3:16. No. Come with that kind of taker's appetite. Take John 3:16. Take Matthew 6:33. Take John 14:6. Take Hebrews 11:1. Take Mark 11:22, 23, 24. Take as much as you can. Just begin to dish and put and take. Take all. Eat all. Because you will need them at different parts, at different times in your life. Amen. They will play different roles. So you come confronted with a mountain or something, a challenge at work. You can use your Matthew 11. You just dish it out. Say, if I say to this mountain, be that removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey me and all that. So use situation, get out. You have the authority. But if you don't know God's word, you will just be oppressed. And then the next thing, you are speaking negativity. I don't die, yo. Oh, you don't confess with your mouth. No. Arm yourself with God's word. Amen. Yes. So let's see. Isaiah 41. After that, we'll see one more scripture and we're done. Isaiah 41. Verse 8. God's word that assures us. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 verse, from verse 8. He said, but you, Israel, are my servant. When I read this, I always say it to myself. I use it in my place of prayer. But you, divine, you are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. So my great-great-grandfather was God's friend. So what does that make me? I'm God's friend too. I'm God's son. I'm God's friend. I'm God's family. Amen. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will what? Strengthen you. I will what? Strengthen you. You know what I picked from here? There are times also that really, as a matter of what you're going through, you are growing weak, you are overwhelmed with situations around you. God is our strength. So when you run to him, when you call on him, he strengthens you, he re-energizes you. Hallelujah. He re-energizes you. Like you will go to the filling station and refill your tank. He refills you. He strengthens you. Okay? He helps you to get rejuvenated and so you can bounce back. Amen. So he said, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. This is God speaking. There will be nothing. Why? Because I'm on your side. That's what God is saying here. I'm on your side. I've got your back. Nothing will happen. I deal with you. Amen. I'll be the type, what did they tell me for Agboyi? I have some guys in Agboyi that are my friends. I send them, I give them jobs. Any small thing, they will tell you, oh God, I deal with you. Oh God, that one they say, deal with you in a lie, don't run. I deal with you, I deal with you. I say, okay, wait for me. I come, no, I deal with you. You go, you say, where this guy? Where you there? You say, I there for Are they for? He could tell you, go call another somewhere far. He said, ah, but you say you didn't hear the word for me. I say, at the corner, and the corner, 2 minutes. Now lie. 1 hour, I never reach here. Not be that kind of day God they talk about. When he say, I day with you, he means it in all ramification. He said, Lord, I am with you even to the end of the age. I will not leave you nor forsake you. That's God. Two guys, they were going to fight. They beat one younger brother, so he can't carry his friend. When we say the two na boma together, may they go fight. As he reached there, he see the other people. He base, leave the one person where we can come. He leave them. Then a person will say, we'll be partner, let's go and wage war. He took off. Leave them. This one self, as even since his partner don't run, his own boldness don't deflate. That's not God. God will stay with you through thick and thin. Hallelujah. Someone was asking, he said, God, where are you in all of this, my calamity? He's with you. He's with you. Stop thinking that he left. He never leaves. He's with you. Amen. He says, behold, all those who incest against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Say, when you're ever looking for them, say, where are they? You won't see them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. I like the help that comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when man help you, now, hello. Yes. Some people help you. You know, if you drink water, keep cup. They don't announce them for every year. Say, if not be me, year for day. But when God helps you, the help is full. It comes complete. Hallelujah. Nobody go fit can help you fast. I say, if not be me, help for this one. So you still get mouth to talk. You know, some people go help you. Go be like, say, the one. I don't want to remember what happened for one state. So we don't need that kind of help. That we want to demoralize you and vanish you from the earth. But the help that comes from God. Oh, glory. He said, fear not, you warm Jacob. That means you little Jacob. Fear not. He said, you men of Israel, I will help you. You men of surpassing grace assembly, I will help you. Amen. Says the Lord and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff. Amen. Hallelujah. Lastly, let's open to the book of John chapter 15. We'll just wrap up with this. As we get set to take the communion, it's a new dawn. And the Lord is opening chapters for us. It's already the second half of the year. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 11. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may what? Remain in you. And that what? That your joy may be what? Full. We're talking about the fullness. The fullness. The fullness that God brings into our lives. Enjoying God's fullness. That your joy may be full. Remember in those days too, when we were young, when light will come, everybody shout, hey, Nepa. And then when you get home, if your own is low current, you know those low current that you cannot even use to do anything? You are angry because light, they baby, like say light, no, in fact, even better me light now over there because you can't use it. But when it's full, you can own anything. Those days, I don't know about now, but those days, we not even own the fridge because that low voltage will spoil the fridge, will spoil TV. TV don't pull, TV don't blow. And you know how it is when television is there, you can't watch it. So, but when it's full, I went to work and for the past how many days, there's been no light. So the day I resumed, there was no light. I just caught already, I have the... on that part, I have the manager. I just say, I landed, there's no light for 4 days, and this is, I complained. Now, they're not great complaints since, that's why there was no light. For 4 days, Not quite 45 minutes, light came. Caused everybody running to go and see people with some carry power banks or carry, what's it called? Phone people with. So people phone, they dance this. They're not food. Everybody kitty, run to go and charge. God is light. When he's in our lives, we can do so much. Amen. He said that your joy may be full. You know what I love about this? He said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. It's his joy that is making you full of joy. It is God. It's Christ. Christ. Christ is that joy. He said, look at it. Not my word. He said, that my joy may remain in you. Eh? And that your joy may be what? Without Christ in it, you have no joy. You don't see people who not get joy. Eh? I get one t-shirt like that, why not get joy? If that man flog you, you will reach your village. If that man flog you for 2 weeks, you not go to sit down. And he doesn't flog in the on your hand though. Not the flog you for anywhere. Lie down. He flog you on your buttocks. If you like, pull paper. And your paper go tear. Your body go tear you. You will not be able to sit for 2 weeks. So everybody, they avoid. Everybody. When they say, Papa Tisha, we call him Papa Tisha. He has hunchback. The fear of the man. You dare not come to assembly without your hymn book. And he like him, 606. Him 309. So you must cram all his hymn. Come to assembly without your hymn book. We call the thing a black spirit. One black thing like this that is doing fege like this. We call it black spirit. If the man flog you with that thing, so that your joy, maybe for I was describing people without joy, so when they say the man don't get joy, you can't see him laugh. You know they laugh. You know they play with you. And guess what? It was our math teacher. So you now know why I don't know mathematics. Yeah. I was running away. Because if that cane touched me, I know say I will land in the hospital. The man no joy. He has no joy. There are people like that. You are at work. You can't even express joy with your colleagues. You can't even talk to people about Jesus. You can't even tell people how you feel. You can't even share testimony. Somebody cannot even play with you. You carry face like waiting to take screwdriver, take tighten. No. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is what? Our strength displayed in your workplace. When I was working in the bank, everybody knows. If you enter that branch, you must know. You must know. First, the only place in the whole of the branch where you will hear music is my desk. I have music that I play in the morning, cool worship and all that. When the work gets hot, I have music that I play. It's not like I'm DJ, I'm disturbing the entire environment. No. It's just there, cool, in my corner. But good music, that even when you enter, if you come with your bad spirit, the music will make your mind cool. And I was always joyful. One day, they ganged up against me and reported to my manager, say, Divine and music. The man asked them, say, is he doing his work? They say, yes. Is he disturbing anybody? I said, no. Say, leave him now and the music. So one day they ganged up and somehow they spoiled or seized my deck. They took it. They walked on the draw. Now I walked the draw like a ball. The work was not flowing. I was still doing my work, but not as that efficacy is not there. Not as efficient as it used to be. So my supervisor came and said, "Did it was the issue?" I said, "I need my music." He said, "Who take them?" I said, "I don't know. Ask them." So they brought it, and they saw the difference. Because joy, I love to be in a place where there's joy. Come put me for where I say you devil, me and devil are colleague. No, I don't want that. I want where I can express. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You can't have God's joy. You can't have God in your life and be dull. Likewise, you can't have God in your life and be lazy. I'm always efficient anywhere I am. I do my work well. As for that, you can't fault me. I'll do my work excellently. Amen. Someone say, if you are sweeping, sweep well, so that we can say, boast of you that, see who did this work. Do your work well. Not at the time of work, that's when you want to use to pray. No. It's not that prayer is bad, but you are cheating the system. Do what you need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So that our joy may be full. He said, that my joy may remain in you. So don't let the joy ever leave you. The time you will use to plot negative things, you will push Jesus out of your life. Let him remain in you, because that's the tendency of building capacity to make sure that you remain in a perpetual state of being joyful, full of joy, consistent joy. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have joy in your life, it shows, it reflects. You can tell a man that is joyful in his marriage. You can tell a woman that is happy in her marriage. It shows. Have you seen some people who come to the office and they carry all their bad belief from home, all the negativity? Madam, don't give her ghost bars for house. He come work. He won't take her tape, oppress everybody. They vex. Anything you do, even the good one you do, it they vex. Not be you, be the fault. It they come from somewhere. Transfer of aggression. There are many for hospital. All those nurses, when we say, there's nobody that will not pity a pregnant woman. But you ain't see all those nurses. You know them. I mean, sit down with you. When you do, I say this, open your leg. They carry all their bad energy from somewhere. All their paper body. Come, I send you a message. You are seeing the person's situation. When you have God in you, it reflects, it shows. People just meet you and they're like, whoa, I just love, okay. There was a day I put somebody's picture. I was celebrating my big sister, so I put somebody's picture on my DP. I was saying, happy birthday. It was in the month of March. I said, happy birthday. And then somebody saw it. They said, you know this person? I said, you needed to hear what he was telling me. Say, it's my big madam. Oh, it's my big sis. He said, there's never a dumb woman. I said, Naso Shibio, she's my correct, my big sis. Another. Be that person that people are always joyful to come around, because merely seeing you brings solution to them. But some people, if they get problems, if people come meet you, the problem will double. No, it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be a solution provider. Merely seeing you, your presence alone has solved. You know, have people ever come to you and they tell you that, Mrs. D, I know say seeing you first, the problem is solved. You never have to do anything, but it's solved. They're happy because merely seeing you, your countenance will swallow up the bad energy or whatever it is that is frustrating them. Not be say they meet you then, you come less than a double load that they carry. They come 50% wahala, they go back with 100% wahala. No. Merely meeting you should do something in their life that just makes them feel light, like burden lifted, like they met Jesus. Of course, it's Jesus, because God's word is inside of you. They just met Jesus. That's what it should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this new week, what we're going to do in the whole of this month, thank God it's a new month, go about smiling, greet people. There are people in church, after service, which don't carry Bible. Oh yeah, like soldier. No, meet people, just greet people. How are you? How's everything? How's work? Get to know people's name, know what they do. Hallelujah. We're looking for something to, what was it? We're looking for something, I can't remember. We didn't know that the person that has that service to offer is in church. But because you know they talk, many people don't know what people they do. Find out. Amen. My children had a very tasky assignment to do. And the brother, who's here? Yeah, because it's his field. Sat them down and explained to them what to and what to do. When they took their assignment to school, their project to school, you need to see the applause. So we have people here who have multi-talented skills, but because you are just locked up in your cocoon, you just want to do your own. No, I come, only you. You just let me, Jesus, just create your own world for you, only you, they go. No, you need people. Hallelujah. You need people. You need people. If I never went visiting the Oluwa Dares, I will never own a land today in Agoyi. You need people. You can't do without people. Amen. That's it. You just feel like that. It doesn't take anything from you. How are you? How is work? How is everything? But that will not create an avenue for you to, when you begin to enjoy the benefit of that, you say, oh, thank God I'm friends with you. You can even brag about it. Oh, so-and-so person, you're talking to Brother Francis. Oh, he's my friend. Now you're happy to talk about it because of the benefits. Hallelujah. That's how life is. Jesus himself was not a lone ranger. He had friends. He had companions. That's why he had disciples. Amen. And for your information, it's not just the 12. That the Bible is mentioning 12 disciples. Those were not the only people following Jesus. Have you not read several times that a crowd, troop of people followed him? They were following him. Jesus was a crowd puller. Not go, they say, I'm a lone ranger. I'm not a girlfriend. You're only you. I come alone, I die alone. No. Make friends. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. It's a new month. We're going to declare and pray. Father, thank you because in this new month, I'm venturing into higher grounds. Yes, I'm breaking records. I'm hitting projects. Oh, I'm favored on all sides. You can declare with your mouth, the joy of the Lord is loaded in me. I'm filled with God's joy. This week, in this new week, and in the whole of this month, I'm expressly enjoying God on every side. I'm filled with the fullness of God. I'm filled with the fullness of God. And his power works in my life. In every ramification, I'm protected on all sides. I have a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. And this grace is working in my life. Oh, la mande breno no sotali gadesh kadadoza. Vayananana mota. Pala brande zekte vigda gadosha. Where I've been rejected before, Lord, you are creating doors, room for me to be celebrated, to be accepted. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. So, Father, we thank you for this communion, Lord, as we take them. We take life into our body. We take life into our system. And your word works wonders in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that is sick here, as they take this, they get healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus. We command every sickness be gone in the name of Jesus. Oh, there are open doors on every side in the name of Jesus. Oh, we become champions. We become strengthened with the strength of the Lord, with the joy of the Lord. We enjoy God's fullness on our side in the name of Jesus. We speak restoration to that marriage in the name of Jesus. We speak health to the life of that child in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, there's a gang up against you. The Bible says, God wants you to know, fear not. Just like we read in Isaiah 41. Fear not. God goes ahead of you and he fights for you. You will have victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Jesus, name we pray. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. Straight for you.
Chronic issues, from complicated cases, lawsuits, health issues, so many devastating issues, and just taking of the communion marked the end of that issue. That's how powerful what we're doing here is. It's no joke. It's no play. It's not even a routine. It's as led by the Spirit. We take it with faith. With understanding in faith. Amen. So if you have any issue, you can pray right now about it. Lord, consigning this. He said, consigning this, remind me now. So you can pray now about it. Lord, consigning this. It could be an health issue. It could be a promotion you want. It could be anything. It could be just that mere desire that you think it's just a small, tiny little thing. God is mindful of it. Tell him about 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 it.
Now you reach everything I want to.
Even if it's a debt, God can give you ideas on how to go about it.
Thank you, Father.